Sarah, it seems like you're doing my job for me today. But what I'm going to do now is actually make Dominic do some work. Dominic, we've had a question from Jeff Sykes, who says, when we send probes into space, we use a gravity assist, this sort of slingshot effect, to speed things up. He wants to know if we can do the same thing with light and therefore blue shift some light as it gets slung past a large gravitational body.
Well, I'll start by explaining a bit about what a gravitational slingshot actually is. Now, if you imagine that you want to send a space probe to, let's say, Jupiter or Saturn, the big outer planets in the solar system, the simplest way you could do that would be to fire a rocket thruster and drive your rocket straight to the planet you were going to. But that is actually a very expensive approach because these planets are orbiting a long way from the sun and you have to travel out through the sun's quite strong gravitational field. And so you typically need to get your spacecraft up to a speed of around 40 kilometres per second to get out that far in the solar system. Now, perhaps this may sound rather counterintuitive, but an easier way to get there is to steer yourself towards Venus, our inner near neighbour in the solar system. Now, imagine that your spacecraft travelling towards a static body. As you travel towards that body, you accelerate towards it because you feel its gravitational field. As you travel away from it, having gone past it, you slow down because its gravitational field is pulling you back. Now, if that body is moving, like Venus, then it can be in front of you when you're travelling towards it. You accelerate towards it. But once you've gone past it, it's moved around its orbit. It's no longer pulling you back. And so you've been accelerated by Venus's gravitational field. Now, if you look at, for example, the Cassini space probe, that wanted to get to Saturn, the way it got there was to fly twice past Venus and then once past Earth, each time picking up speed. And after those three gravitational encounters, it was going fast enough to make it out to Saturn at a distance of 10 times the Earth's orbit from the sun. Now, what would happen if you were to do that with light? Well, the problem is light travels incredibly quickly at 300,000 kilometres per second, as compared to the planets, which, for example, in the case of Jupiter, travels at about 13 kilometres per second around its orbit. Now, for this slingshot effect to work, you need the planet to have moved as you've been travelling past it. And if you're travelling as fast as the speed of light, then unfortunately it won't have moved very far, so the effect will be very slight. But I think there might just about be a detectable blue shift in that photon, but a very small effect.
Thanks, Dominic. And thanks to John Richer and Sarah Thompson for helping us to answer your questions. If you have a space science question that you would like answered, then just send it in to us at astronomy@thenakedscientists.com, or you can tweet at Naked Scientists. That's it for this month's Naked Astronomy. We'll be back next time with more space science, including how internal heat sources mean that there may be far more habitable planets than we've so far predicted.
And before that, we'll have more space boffins from Richard Hollingham and Sue Nelson. You can find all this and more on our website at thenakedscientist.com/astronomy.
Naked Astronomy is produced by Dominic Ford and me, Ben Valsler, and it comes to you from Cambridge University with support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council.
Supported by the STFC, this is Naked Astronomy. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com/astronomy.